two-ton Tony DeLeno.
Yeah.
What a hero.
The old two-ton Tony DeLeno.
In 1931, he fought a fella, knocked him out in the first round.
Oh, he won some fights then.
Oh, well, he won.
Oh, yeah.
This night.
Yeah.
He turned around to his trainer. He said, anyone else about? I'm just getting warmed up.
Fantastic.
He fought another fella. He knocked him out in the first round.
Yeah.
This is a good, it's all in the records, you can check it up.
Oh, no, no, I've done that before.
He turned around to his trainer, he said, well, that's two, is there anyone else having a look round in the crowd?
He's
got another fella in the ring, and he stopped him in the third round. Three fights in one night.
I do believe, and I'm sure it's not an original thought, but I do believe that when, you know, we've had these debacles with Frank Bruno particularly, and Chuck Gardner and people, if those fights last less than a minute, they should make the boxers stay in there while two or three others, because there's no point in getting fit for a minute.
You're a boxing fan, clearly, yeah?
Yes,
yeah, what was the name of the Belgian fella? Because that wasn't Chuck Gardner. It really was a terrible
Chuck
Belgian.
Wepner.
Chuck Wepner. You're absolutely
Chuck
right.
Wepner. I think that's what I've been thinking about.
Yeah.
Chuck Wepner. And who was the fellow who Ali fought the worst? He was Belgian as well. Pierre Koopmans. Pierre Koopmans.
Yeah.
We're trying to get a list of boxing bums together. But how long ago did they stop boxing at fun fairs? I've only ever seen it in old films, but they said boxing booths.
I think it was late 1800s, Dan.
No. The Cray brothers actually fought in boxing booths.
When I was savaged by an Alsatian at a fun fair in Alexander Palace, let's call it 30 years ago.
Can we have a full story next week?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
30 years ago, I was savaged outside the boxing booth.
And see, it gets, correct me if I'm wrong, that is a tent whereby you go in and challenge their champion.
What I will tell you, furthermore, that it was not just boxing and wrestling at the same time in the same ring.
At the same time?
Yeah.
How long have I known you? How many of these shows have we done? And you've never told me there was boxing and wrestling in one ring?
And I was savaged by an Alsatian outside that very ring.
And that wasn't part of the attractions, it was just, it wasn't like...
I wasn't savaged every 10 minutes, no.
But in the ring, how do you mean they're boxing?
I have told the story 30 or 40 times, but always after 30 or 40 pints, so neither of them remember it.
You've seen boxing and wrestling in the ring?
I did see
people doing boxing.
Yes, they were. And I was, as a young man, there was a boy, there was a fun fair up there every Easter, up when it's a race course and all that, up at Alexander Palace. And... I remember distinctly the entrance to this booth, it was a big tent, they said boxing and wrestling, and I didn't have the 10 bob, whatever it was, to go and see boxing and wrestling in the same ring, and I was edging towards a sort of entrance, I could look in and hope to see it, and I was about 15 feet away from the Alsatian that was guarding the front of this, because it was a fun fair.
Yeah.
I was 15 feet away, but he was on 20 foot chain.
Oh, I see.
And then there was a boy dog interface.
Yeah.
And a very terrifying journey in ambulance, all this blood pouring out of my side.
Oh, he really was savage.
Oh, yeah, there was tons and tons of people there. And the ambulance, despite the bell going full pelt, couldn't get through the crowd. So I could see out, they couldn't see in. But blood coming out through my fingers, the bell going, and no progress. They cannot get through the crowd.
Foghorn Leghorn always makes a line in the sand or in the grass.
Well, sometimes it's calculated by his brainy nephew. How does the brainy nephew look, Daddy?
Daddy turns his glasses upside down. He looks like Foghorn Leghorn's brainy nephew. And he had that white shirt painted. He does look just like it, doesn't it? I nearly died once in America. We was in America, and he did that at dinner, and there's a close I've ever come to dropping dead. He turned his glasses upside down and said, look, I'm Foghorn Leghorn's brainy nephew, and I thought I was going to die. You're going to have a photograph of that and put on the website.
I think, well, yes, I'll have it put up here in the foyer, talk radio. Before they get rid of us.